Oh, gather up the brokenness and bring it to me now, the fragrance of those promises you never dared to vow. The splinters that you carry, the cross you left behind, come healing of the body, come healing of the mind. And let the heavens hear it, the penitential hymn, come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb. It's Lent. I shall speak of repentance and forgiveness, of healing. You may be seated. An extraordinary life. Leonard Cohen died last fall, several months ago, at age 82. And though Leonard was Jewish from birth to the grave, he was a seeker. And he was a seeker not of a new religion, because he was always satisfied with his religion, but he was a seeker of peace. He sampled spirituality where and when and as he found it. And it ranged from weed to acid to Zen, wine, Buddhism, Islam, Catholicism, sex, and love, togetherness, aloneness, music, poetry, escape, forgiveness. His music and lyrics groan as bass, dark, and murky as life itself. Behold the gates of mercy, an arbitrary space, and none of us deserving the cruelty or the grace. O solitude of longing where love has been confined, come healing of the body, come healing of the mind. O see the darkness yielding that tore the light apart, come healing of the reason, come healing of the heart. Once a year, Ash Wednesday, the minister says to the people, I invite you in the name of the church to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and denial. But you see, it's not just a yearly event. Every Sunday in the year, Sunday in and Sunday out, ye who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and make your humble confession to Almighty God. And then priests and people together, most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. And then liturgical forgiveness and absolution follow. But you see, it is dangerous. It is risky, even disingenuous. Dare not come on Sunday morning expecting to hear God's forgiveness and the church's absolution of sin, that we simply go out and resume on Sunday afternoon and Monday morning, or of wrong for which amendment of life does not include seeking forgiveness and reconciliation with whomever we have offended. We are truly sorry is not repentance. Repentance is not a feeling. And absolution is conditional upon our confessional vows to make things right. Without amendment of life, confession is a sham, and your sin is retained. The church does not purvey what Dietrich Bonhoeffer damned as cheap grace. Bonhoeffer, who lived and walked and died in the way of the cross, a life of love and sacrifice that answers the call of Jesus Christ. The grace of God is unconditional, but grace is not cheap and cannot be cheapened by the church by the wave of a priestly hand. As with Bonhoeffer, to submit to grace is a costly undertaking that may cost you your life. But Jesus, whom we follow in the baptismal covenant, was about the cross he calls you to carry throughout your earthly life of God's kingdom here and now. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. Have mercy on us and forgive us. To repent is to take up your cross as you pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And so, forgiveness, this theological and moral notion that comes stealing out of the shadows to stalk us every spring, every Lent. If repent is not a feeling, but about face and go in the other direction, as Father Steve rehearses the children up and down the center aisle from time to time, then what is forgiveness? Like repent, forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is something you do for God and neighbor, or conversely, something God and neighbor do for you. Now, this is the Episcopal Church, but I'm going to resort to the Bible for a moment. The Ten Commandments address... You're not to laugh during Lent. The Ten Commandments address sin against God and sin against neighbor. Two types of sins. God only forgives sin against God. Neighbor forgives sin against neighbor before God will get involved. Remember Matthew 5:23, if you're offering your gift at the altar and your brother or sister has something against you, then leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and only then come to the altar and offer your gift to God. The penitence of Lent is not cheap grace. If I offend you, if I steal something from you or otherwise offend you, I cannot go smugly and piously to God for forgiveness of that. I must first seek your forgiveness. Now, I may apologize. I apologize. Whether you accept my apology or not may depend on your sense of my remorse. You may require restitution, that I restore whatever I took or the value of it. Or your forgiveness may be what you do not do. You do not take vengeance of me. You do not sue me. You do not whip me. You do not beat me up. You do not kill me. Or also that you may be content if legal justice deals satisfactorily with my offense. Now, I'm still on Leonard Cohen. Leonard's close and trusted friend stole $5 million from him, and so Leonard brought suit. He brought charges. Leonard sued for restitution, and the law prosecuted the crime. The court judgments were to repay and prison time. The thief did go to prison, but Leonard never collected. And yet his forgiveness was real. He walked away. He did not hate. He went to work. He restored himself financially and morally. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Regardless of how Leonard felt, his walking away was forgiveness by which he made himself whole. Oh, trouble dust concealing an undivided love, the heart beneath is teaching the broken heart above. And let the heavens falter and let the earth proclaim, come healing of the altar, come healing of the name. As Leonard's song is base and dark and murky, forgiveness is never simply a ritual formality, a wave of the priest's hand. And forgiveness, not a feeling, can be the way of the cross. In the Passion story, at Luke 23:34, dying on the cross, crucified in agony, Jesus Christ forgives. And forgiving there, he implores God the Father, forgive them. Jesus' prayer does not assuage the anger of God the Father as the temple curtain is ripped in two, the sun is dark and the sky goes black, the earth shakes, graves burst open, and the dead walk the land. It's the fury of God the Father. But Easter comes every Sunday morning as Jesus' resurrection proclaims that we are forgiven for the crucifixion and death of God the Son. Now, during Lent, examine yourself. Examine yourself to see where you have sinned, that you might repent. Examine yourself to see where you have been sinned against, that you might forgive. If you've sinned against God, God is gracious and quick to forgive. If you feel, as for example, Carl Jung in his answer to Job, when my father died, my mother was furious, and not only grieving, but she was furious, and she blamed God and raged against God for taking away. I don't know that she ever forgave. If you feel that God has sinned against you during Lent, you may want to reconcile with God about that. If you sinned against your neighbor or a friend or a loved one, the condition of forgiveness and absolution is that you make amends such that you may come away in newness of life. If Lent or ever someone who has offended you comes to you for forgiveness, do your absolute best to make the forgiveness happen, both for their sake and for your sake, and as we pray, for Jesus' sake. We come to the end. The people kneeling, the priest or bishop stands and says, Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that we may turn from our wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him, which we do at this present, that the rest of our lives hereafter may be pure and holy, and that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Leonard again. Leonard Cohen. O longing of the branches to lift the little bud, O longing of the arteries to purify the blood. And let the heavens hear it, the penitential hymn, come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb. O let the heavens hear it, the penitential hymn, come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb.